Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Every letter month, I set aside letters that I want to share with you here on the Manager's Desk. Typically, that stack of letters takes me quite a while to get through them all, and such is the case for this letter that arrived during our birthday letter month in September of last year. As I reread it again for the first time, I realized they have a tease in it. Listen. It comes from Andrew and Gleason. Greetings in the precious name of Jesus. God is so good to allow WRVM to be on the radio for 56 years. I really like how my spiritual life grows from listening to your station. A perfect blend of programs and songs. I like the scripture references shared throughout the day. Janet Parsho and Family Life Today are my current favorite programs. My favorite song is playing every week. Can you guess what it is? Prayer is still answered, and I am living proof. My mother prayed for me daily as an unbeliever, yet I thought I was a Christian as I was infant baptized and I went through the confirmation class at church. I was then born again at the age of 30. I am so blessed to have a Bible and be able to read God's Word to me as I compare myself to Him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is the explanation of my new life, my new fruit, my changed life. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I'm going to keep reading the Bible and listening to WRVM. All the songs and programs are great. Don't change a thing. One thing about my new life for the last 30 years is I still have a sense of humor. It's somewhat different, though. Did you figure out my favorite song yet? It's only played once a week, and it could literally be life-saving as someone listens to the words and applies the words to their life. The sound isn't a piano or violin or trumpet. It is unique in sound, yet the words may save a life. The Word of God means more to me every day. Please don't change a thing at the station. His Word never changes. If you didn't figure it out, I'll let you know in March. Well, now I have to go back and find his March letter, either for the answer or to see if he remembered to tell us. We enjoy hearing from you. Your letters are a great encouragement to us as we get to see how God is at work through WRVM. Our mailing address is WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.